40-10 player in Pacer history.
That nigga's a hooper.
Who, Tyrese?
Halliburton. Yeah. Halliburton, yeah, he's a hooper. There's a little Haitian kid too on the Pacers that's nice.
He ain't that nice. He lost me money. Mathieu. Yeah. Fuck that nigga, bro. Nice, yeah. Benedict.
Yeah.
Benedict Mathieu.
That nigga's nice, bro.
Nah, bro, he ain't that nice, man. I'm judging niggas by how much money they make me.
Because you couldn't get it right.
If you fuck up the parlay, you ain't that good.
Nah, your fault. You went over or under.
While I'm here, fuck RJ Barrett.
You sound like a go over ass nigga.
Fuck Siakam.
He's a go over nigga. He's a go over nigga on a bunch of Haitian African niggas.
Because, bro,
they always let us down.
My fucking logic is you supposed to bet on the blue collar niggas because superstar niggas are flim flammy. Benedict, my Haitian brother, do your job.
General rule of thumb, LeBron is going to get you over 20. Paul George is going to get you over 20.
No, but see, they put LeBron on some smooth shit, like 27, 28.5.
Today I'm not doing that.
What you going to do?
Today I'm not doing that.
What you going to do?
I'm not taking the under. I'll bet the under. It depends on who's playing.
They be having AD at 44.5 points, assists, plus rebounds. All of the bets feel like...
We looking at the same AD?
Yeah, I can see AD.
He hit it every game this year. 13-5 on any given night.
Nigga, you know he's double doubled every game
he's
this year.
He's responsible for that much of our offense. That's why we losing.
I mean, who else gonna do it? D'Lo,
Great White Hope.
Nah, White man. Hope, man. You know what,
bro? Lakers Nation loves that kid.
I'm so happy.
I love that kid.
That I said last year during the playoffs they were gonna give the cracker a big deal and he wasn't gonna earn it. And lo and behold, here we are. I saw this coming.
He gave them a good sweet deal. Like he didn't. Like, he could have demanded more money if you asked me.
For really, what?
Truly, that's why he not dating Taylor Swift now. He didn't demand enough money.
Yeah. He fell below the tax bracket.
Oh, don't get started on that shit. I don't want to hear about her, bro.
We were both young when I first saw you.
And with sports, bro. Leave that shit.
The NFL, they're a bunch of whores.
They're whores, bro.
They're whores.
NFL is a bunch of whores, bro.
She's a Caucasian's Michael Jackson.
We knew they were whores.
This man Pacheco scored a touchdown. They cut off his celebration and went to her. What? What are we doing?
If Michael Jackson was there, what would they have done? They would have had the camera on him the whole time.
Well, I mean, that's Michael Jackson.
But that's my point.
We want to see that beauty. We don't want to see this fucking bitch.
Come on, man. Let's be realistic here.
I saw a clip of Michael Jackson lying on the internet. He was trying to say that Blanket's mother is black.
He said that?
He said that, bro. He said, you see, her mother is black, and you would think that it wasn't, but African-Americans, we come in all shades. My father actually has blue eyes. Get the fuck out of here,
Michael.
My
grandfather had blue eyes.
Get the fuck out of here, Michael. Everybody in your family is a nigger but you.
He's still a nigger.
And your children, of course.
Mike's the man, bro. We're not doing this.
He's barely that.
He tried to get me under a post. Tried to tell me. I forgot what you said. I think you said he's white as lightning or some shit. Yeah, I forgot what
he's the same color as uncooked chicken is what
that's
I said.
That's what you said.
All of his knuckles are pink. What kind of black man is this?
That picture, though, he was
he got pink knuckles.
He was undercooked in that picture.
What the fuck?
It's crazy. Thriller sold 18,000 discs.
That's because of you, nigga.
Like, that's you, crazy. Hey, this, 41 this, years later. This nigga, we did it.
This nigga has a Michael Jackson
called us
streaming
crazy,
lab.
Walkers, but we fucking did it.
Hey, all right? Man.
Here's
we
the
fucking
thing, though.
Did it.
You're going to have to assassinate that biracial Canadian to stop it. He's another song away.
Who cares? He did it. Yo. The fuck you guys want from me? Motherfucker, Michael Jackson died 14 years ago.
So why are we still talking about him?
Basel,
let him rest in peace. What are we still talking about?
Impact.
Do you like the new Drake album?
I love it.
Impact. That's why we still.
I love it.
You don't love it. You don't like it. You don't like it.
Hey Lee.
You don't like it.
Said that I know all the tea.
Hey, listen, dude, let's just do this.
You put the no in monogamy.
Let's just do this. When we talk about Michael Jackson.
No, you're not the one for me.
This is a song you made up. That's not really off his album.
That nigga said you put the no in monogamy. All
right. Man.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Ricky, you what?
Look where the bar is today,
this
bro.
Motherfucker said,
if you're going to prove his point.
Hit the kitchen lights, cockroaches everywhere is the most lyrical shit he ever heard. This nigga right here. Said Ziploc
so
this, Ziploc that.
Let me ask you a
question. Most lyrical
close
shit
your eyes.
He's
your
ever
eyes.
Heard.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes real quick.
I'm not.
Close your eyes real quick.
I'm not doing anything.
Close
outside.
Your eyes real quick. when you hit the kitchen lights.
See what I mean?
And it's fucking cockroaches everywhere, Ricky.
It's my house.
Bruh.
Growing up.
How much more relate? What does it mean to be lyrical if not relatable?
I can relate to that.
You blowing my mind with how relatable that bar is.
It's not.
You guys ever
before I came in and pushed play, guess what happened?
You guys ever
I hit the kitchen lights.
You ever hit the kitchen lights and the lights don't turn on?
Let me, oh my God.
Let me tell you how.
Now you and the roaches is looking around.
Let
like,
me tell you
fuck?
How conspiracy oh, really? Theorists move the goalposts. We said lyrical. The word he's using is relatable. Do you see
I, that's
how
not all
snake
I said.
Oil
you see,
salesmen
you
work?
Shit all the time, you bro. See, I'm on to you now.
Do you see how fucking
I'm
snake
you,
oil
dog.
Salesmen work?
You trying to, you do
we're
this
talking
all
lyricism,
the time, bro. Nah, nah. You're not
we're discussing lyricism.
I'm not letting you do
now,
it.
Now he wants
I
relatability. Now he wants
no,
to be Joe
no,
Everyman.
No, I'm not letting
right?
you do this shit.
Huh?
I'm not letting you do this.
Now you want the everyday guy, right?
I'm not letting you do this.
Right? That's what you want now.
No. That's not
Joe
what
Everyman.
I want. What I said was, if
snake oil,
if
fucking snake oil, suspect,
if being lyrical, right, is some mind blowing shit. It blows my mind with how relatable the bar is.
That's why you keep saying relatable.
Because
what does relatability have to do with lyricism?
That's the part that blew my mind. The way you put the words together. Boss. To paint the picture is the lyricism, no?
No, bro. No,
what's lyricism?
You have to use lyrics to have lyricism.
What is lyrics?
You
words?
Can't use two words per bar and
nah,
be you barely
bro,
using lyrics.
You saying that shit, man.
Of course.
That's you
my bad, right.
That shit.
You're right. It's all about relatability.
No.
As long as I can relate to
it's
him,
about
he's a lyrical mastermind.
Because you use 10 bars, don't make it lyrical.
That's not what I
you
said.
Can use two
I
bars
said,
and make, you can use two words and make it lyrical,
I
bro.
I vehemently disagree with you.
That's bullshit.
Okay, I
but that's your that is your
disagree
point of view.
With
you. You're not the only person. You're not the.
I don't know one
I
lyrical rapper who doesn't
song.
Use a lot of words. Name one. Name one lyrical rapper a few words. Please. Name the silent lyrical nigga you're thinking about here.
I didn't
who
say
is this nigga?
I didn't say nothing about being
who is he?
Lyrical. The person we talking about.
Young Jesus. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Oh, my God.
He's impactful. He can make a good little ditty, a good little jig.
He's had bars. He had verses, bars. He done features which flamed, bro. What are you talking about? He done songs where he was lyrical.
Oh, man.
When it was too late, he did.
No,
like,
bro.
Jeezy right now is a fucking damn near 20-year veteran. He's lyrical today. But when he was... The snowman? No, my friend. When he was trapping or dying? No, my friend.
That's lyrics, bro. I don't care what you say.
I know you don't. That's part of the problem. That is a huge part of the problem. You're not listening to your wise friends.
You're not one of my wise friends when it comes to lyrics, nigga. You don't like lyrical shit.
Just why are you doing that?
Because
see,
I wasn't going to say nothing.
Once again, we're talking about lyrical rappers. What I like doesn't matter. I can identify what's identifiable.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay. Right, because Young Jeezy's lyrical.
We done did this already.
Young Jeezy's lyrical.
No, we're not
and I can't
that.
Wait until. And his
you're
was
not
crazy.
An expert in what's lyrical.
Even
you don't like
when this
shit.
Episode comes out and the world disagrees with you, you don't care.
You give a fuck about the world?
Of course you don't. So what makes you wrong, Chris? If everybody else disagreeing with you makes you doesn't make you wrong, what makes you wrong?
Nothing, nigga. I told you already I'm never wrong. Why
this,
are you
this,
like
this is the problem I
have
with the entire nation of Jamaica.
Shit.
All of you guys are the same. Okay?
I don't understand why.
I have never met a Jamaican who was wrong
shit.
In my life. I have never met one Jamaican
so
who was wrong in my
that?
Life.
Let's not revisit it.
No. You don't get to do this. You don't get to do this. You don't get to let's not revisit it in the middle of the fucking in the middle of fucking discussion. You don't get to do this. You have to admit defeat.
Again, I'm not taking that from a nigga who don't like lyrical shit, bro.
Doesn't matter what I like.
If a nigga, if you were somebody who I know appreciated lyrics more than they didn't, then I would believe what you
I don't
saying.
Have to appreciate to identify.
Nah, but your
I have to like it to know what
to
it
identify,
is.
Your ability
nigga, you
to
know,
identify.
You know fried chicken when you see it. Do you enjoy it?
Nah.
Can see, you see fried chicken from across the room?
I can't see if it tastes good.
I'm not asking you if it tastes good.
I don't like Drake, but he's a good artist.
The fuck?
Nah. See?
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
That's what I'm
bro.
Saying. Like, what I like has no bearing on what things actually
it,
are.
It is
I don't like J. Cole.
It
he's a lyrical miracle nigga. I don't like Kendrick. Lyrical miracle guy.
It is when you're talking
they all use
about.
A lot of words too.
Tons of words. so many words. More words than beat.
Yeah.
It is when you're talking about words.
Before these niggas got here, you had Meek Mill going. And I admitted to you that the beat was fucking fire. I just wish it wasn't him. So, like, we can objectively make comments about music, bro.
Well, I'm not saying you can't objectively make it, but I'm not taking who's an expert from a nigga who don't like lyrical shit, bro.
I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. I don't understand what disqualifies me from knowing what it is.
I ain't say you don't. You have your idea of what it is. But again, if I disagree with your idea.
Why? Because he simply doesn't like it? That's like.
That's the basis.
But that's why I said.
That's not why I don't disagree with his idea.
Then why are you disagreeing?
He quote unquote said, I'm not listening to a nigga who doesn't like it. That's a quote. That's a direct quote from you.
I'm listening to you. I didn't say that's why I don't. I disagree with you for the reason I just finished saying. You don't believe that somebody who using two words can be lyrical. I do.
I guess that's what it means when it says music is subjective. Or objective.
No, man. Yeah. No, man. You can't expect it. You either right or you wrong, man.
Hey, man.
That's what you would want it to be.
Hey, man. Salute to Jeezy, man, on your new project. I listened to it.
Nah. We're not going to salute you on that shit, bro. You got to go back in the lab.
I'm a big Jeezy fan. I didn't really care for the project myself.
Go back in the lab, big bro.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I played it. I played it twice to give him a chance, man. But yeah, man. It's not for me.
What was it about? Crack? Divorce?
He says it's his journal. He's talking to niggas who say he can't rap anymore. He's falling off. Talk about his life, you know.
Basically, he was talking to you.
This is the most lyrical he's ever been, and nobody wants it.
Yeah, pretty much. I wonder if he went back to the two words.
I wonder if he went back to the two words and being lyrical, what would that do? Sell records.
I'm not letting this nigga gaslight me, okay? I know better. I'm an evolved man.
Yeah, you see?
You can't let him do it, bro.
You see what you're doing to Chris right now is what I do to you niggas when you talk about Mike. You know, we grow, man. It's called growth. It's called growth, man. But yeah, man, salute to Jeezy on that new project, man.
29 tracks, man. Wow.
Why are people doing this, bro?
Wow. It's a lot of music, man. It's a lot.
I did not give it a listen.
Any features?
29 is way too much.
I don't recall any features.
Why don't young niggas fuck with Jeezy?
The album came out yesterday and it's very forgettable. It's like it's not memorable to me at all. Like I don't see myself ever going back to this project.
Why I feel like I'd never see Jeezy with new artists?
I don't think he's that good.
The young nigga from Memphis. There's a song with the young nigga from Memphis.
Who?
Jeezy.
What young nigga from Memphis?
Shiesty?
Nah, Pooh Shiesty. This just recently came out like last year.
You mean the nigga from Kentucky? What's his name, man?
42 Doug.
Not 42 Doug.
God damn it.
Rondo Rodriguez.
OJ always playing this nigga, bro.
ESTG.
ESTG. Kentucky.
He's from Kentucky?
Yeah.
Oh, I think from Memphis. Because he rolls with the Memphis niggas.
They make him and fried chicken, is it?
And the white boy. Jack or Josh Harlow, whatever his name.
Jack Harlow?
Josh Harlow.
That guy.
Funny.
Might as well be Josh Harlow.
He's from Kentucky, I think. Another industry plant.
Fuck Tua, by the way. You fucked up my ticket today, too.
Man.
Fuck Tua. I wouldn't even play bad, bro.
So
fuck
Tua,
Kelsey.
Tua can't play quarterback now?
I thought he was awful since last year. Okay. Since they fucking barbecued him live on TV.
Even though he's playing quarterback great right now.
Let me tell you something. He's playing amazing right now.
You
see, how much do you fuck with football?
I fuck with football. Try.
Do you know Tua is a textbook system nigga? The way that offense is designed, he holds the ball for 2 seconds so they don't scramble his eggs. And you can only do this when all of your receivers are fast as light. So the nigga 1 through 3, flump.
I hate that.
He's never back there going through the reads.
The progressions.
He doesn't have to do any of that shit because he is throwing this shit muscle memory. He dropped back, throw that bitch, and it's just there.
But you still need a trigger man who's going to complete those passes, though. I don't want to take away from the fact that he still needs to complete the passes.
I don't know, bro. Like,
it's like saying
his receivers are creative as fuck. The running core is creative as fuck. They literally have him around a star-studded cast.
He's essentially a point guard.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, mind you, he hasn't beat a winning team this year.
He has not beat a winning team this year.
I feel like you could put most niggas in that position where he is, and they do fairly well.
That's my knock on the Dolphins, but the only reason I disagree with that is because last year when he got hurt, we put a random 7th-round draft pick in his place, and it was not the same. We lost every game after that.
Eh, he didn't have the same preparation.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean,
I just I don't that, think that Tua's the guy. Fitzpatrick guy?
No, not Fitzpatrick. It's a little Skyler or something. Skyler.
I just don't believe in that young nigga, bro. Yeah. He's in the entire team. But Dolphins have been a quarterback away my entire life.
Part of what you're saying is true.
Ever since Dan Marino,
they've been a quarterback away.
What you're saying is true because they get the ball out of his hand quickly. One, because he has a fast offense, fast receivers, fast weapons. He also has a terrible O-line. If they don't get the ball out of his hands, he's never going to play another football game in his life.
But more so the receivers. If he holds the ball too long, they're going to get out of his range of passing.
Because also, he has a baby arm. This shit is all Mike McDaniel.
But at the end of the day, if he's in there and he's doing everything to the
That's part of being great, though. You need to have a great coach, well, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like
Kobe and Phil. He needs to do this shit against a winning team with a winning record.
As a Dolphins fan,
football is more than just quarterback.
I don't think it's just Tua.
A lot of them games is not being lost because of Tua.
On the contrary. It's him.
How?
These niggas not dropping his passes. The defense aren't sluts. It's him. Like the most recent game against KC, the defense held fucking these motherfuckers 14 to 14 points.
Yeah.
Defense scored one of them points.
Yeah, the defense did well.
But hold KC to 14 points is a huge deal. It means your defense is doing their goddamn job.
And then we just Kelsey need down
you
too.
To score more than 14 points. Quarterback of the year. We receiver, need you to give us three touchdowns.
And to be fair, Kansas City has one of the best defenses in the league. But that offensive line is literally trash.
But also, you are one of the best offensive, quote-unquote, in the league.
True.
So it is your job to give me more touchdowns than them.
You're not wrong there.
Defense outrank offense
you're not
all
wrong
the time,
there.
Bro.
And my biggest knock on the Dolphins this year is we haven't beat a fucking quality opponent. Go ahead, Ben.
No, I was just going to ask. Wasn't the receivers dropping passes today, though?
Did they drop passes?
I don't think so, bro. No. Even if one was dropped, I don't like. Really. It wasn't him. It's always him.
He threw a horrible pass.
It was always him.
Like, it was
bro.
Off. Okay. Yeah, at the end of the game.
And that's the thing.
I thought he played.
Niggas
okay
don't
today.
See how much catches Tyreek have to catch behind him. Mm. How much he have to slow down the stride to accommodate this motherfucker. I was gonna get racist. This motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you gonna be racist about? Ain't he black?
All right, man. Anyways, he's the Rock, nigga.
Oh, he's Hawaiian.
Whatever the Rock is, man, that's what he is. Whatever Rikishi is, man, that's they the same shit.
What's wrong with niggas, bro?
He's the people's champ.
Nigga said he's E Black. Come on, bro. That nigga be doing a hula hoop. He's not a nigga.
Let's start the show before.
Are you listening?
Am I confused though? I thought he was black.
No. Wait, what city? What part of Africa you think Tungavailoa came from?
Come on, bro.
That's Hawaiian?
Yes.
This nigga's fried.
What's the Rock last? Rock is Maivia, ain't it?
Yeah, but I think his daddy black.
Yeah, his dad is a nigga, but he don't like niggas. He sided with Oprah, so we already know where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Came from the Nation of Domination to this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Was Farouk really Haitian?
Nah, Ron Simmons. His name is Ron Simmons.
You know, I want to free Haitians from the shackles of thinking that everybody is Haitian. Wait, it's just you. No. Nobody's Haitian with your Haitian eyes. It's just you.
No, but didn't The Rock call them Haitian?
Probably.
I would. It's just you, bro. There's nobody else that's Haitian but you.
One look at that hairline.
Remember when
Fetty
Wap
I would have said
out,
Haitian.
I would have said Haitian. Fetty Wap was saying that he was Haitian, and there was 17 New Jersey Haitian niggas. Yeah, bro. He is a little kid. They could do anything for money. Fucking Remy boys, you guys are shameless, all of you.
A one-eyed singing freak.
All 1,738 of you.
I thought it was Haitian too. I didn't believe Future was Haitian.
Come on, bro.
Everybody thought Future was Haitian.
Niggas tried to claim Future, Usher.
Because of his cheekbones?
No, because all his baby mamas.
Funny. And then fucking Usher spoke French in a video one time in the 90s.
And everybody thought it was
That's
Haitian.
All Haitians needed.
I gotta be stopped.
Come
man.
On, man.
He got some size here.
Come on, bro.
No, he's not. He's from Ramon. Tennessee. He's from Chattanooga. This is a good way.
Jamaicans can't
never do that. Jamaicans can't hide. So they can't
do that. Haitians are funny as fuck. Don't pronounce your name Haitian to prove it. Yeah. You see him? Kevin Durant. He's Haitian.
Durant. For years, my mom thought Tim Hardaway was Haitian.
Oh, God.
I don't know why. How dare we?
It's the hairline.
Timothy Hadewe.
That nigga was Asian. I'm like, Bon, he's not Haitian.
You just can't pronounce a nigga name Haitian. You just think he's a Haitian.
I feel like a lot of old school Haitian women wanted to claim Eddie Murphy as Asian.
That's my mom's biggest crush.
They wanted to claim Eddie
Murphy. I've never heard my mom lust over another man ever.
She's a real woman of the 80s.
It's the only but woman.
She loves Eddie Murphy, man.
If you were in the 80s, you were either Michael or you were Eddie.
That was it.
That's it. It was
she thought niggas. Michael was handsome too.
My God.
Yeah. But she loves Eddie, bro.
What is it with Eddie and old Haitian women? Because my mom felt the same way.
Coming to America. Got everybody moisten their panties, man. Yeah. Everybody. A generation.
It was coming
to America. That is every immigrant's favorite movie for like 40 years straight
because they wish that was what their life was. Like, yeah, come to America, get swept off their feet by some African nigga or some nigga that gives a fuck. Instead, you end up with my dad.
This nigga went to.
Fuck. That sucks, man. Sorry, dad. Sorry, Dad. Man, start the show.
I recently saw Lloyd Banks because there's a story about him going, about selling.
$100.
His mixtape for $100.
Smart man.
Hey, you want to rap a little bit and smart then you tell us the story about how you saw Lloyd Banks?
Smart man.
Try to beat man.
It scares me how much being fat as fuck comes with age. That nigga's huge. I'm terrified. Because I'm fat enough. You know what I mean? You tell me there's more coming?
Go plant-based.
Bro, look at your homeboys that are 50 and shit then and ask them to show you a picture of them
they
10
just,
years ago.
They just look swollen.
Yeah. All that salt. All that
it's
salt.
Not even fat. They look swollen.
Look at Bow Wow. It's all that salt.
Bow Wow looks swollen.
It's all that sodium,
it's called
man.
Inflammation.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of salt, man.
And that's what? From dairy and meat?
French fry. Chicken nugget.
All type of shit, though. Not just dairy and meat. You got it's dairy and meat. It's the the sugar, the alcohol. Sugar.
Yeah, I'm never gonna be unswollen.
All that shit, bro.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be unswollen.
No, nah, come on.
You mentioned everything that I love.
You talking about sugar? You talking about alcohol and candy?
I ain't gonna lie.
Alcohol, sugar,
I chilled out
meat,
on alcohol. But I was just thinking today, like, bro, I've stopped drinking a lot, but I definitely haven't stopped eating like candy and shit.
I took drink every half time we drink a bottle yesterday.
The last time I drank was the last time we were.
Oh, so that's the only time you drank?
Yeah. I had a show yesterday.
As of right now, that's the only time I really been drinking.
Bro. Oh, that's good.
I just realized, so yesterday I was performing with Success. You know, so I looked around and realized I'm the only nigga who isn't like super cool. Like these niggas get on stage and just be, you know, sitting down, casually talking this shit. I like to fucking run around the stage, yell at motherfuckers. So I just kind of got extra drunk just to really get into it.
But that's your
story. I wreaked havoc yesterday.
But that's your thing, though.
But I was
a drunken monster. They were telling me that I was fucking with the DJ all night. I called him DJ Do What The Fuck He Wants.
But hold on. Let me rewind for a second. So you're bringing this up to say that you don't like it or that you like it?
No. It was great.
Okay, so then,
it was great. But I need to stop.
DJ Do What The Fuck He Wants.
So what you guys performed down here?
Lehigh Acres.
It was I told you.
That's
way out of the fucking radar.
Well, y'all niggas gonna do a show my way. There's a lot of Zos over there.
We did Port St. Lucie.
Oh, thanks for telling the world.
Fuck you. I can give you an address. 775 Bitch Ass Avenue. We did that shit maybe 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, didn't y'all do that for the comedy tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Y'all boys pull up, man. Come to my neck of the woods, man.
I think he's talking to Plus. I don't think he's talking to y'all. Like, that's stupid. Because the way he.
Oh, by the way,
he said the invite like it was an open invitation.
Oh, yeah,
everybody.
Not y'all niggas. Oh, by the way, the man cave is going to be back open, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you finally got that little plumbing problem fixed?
No, I had that fixed. I got rid of the Zos.
Come on, man.
That's ridiculous, dog.
What?
You're ridiculous.
And other news, though. Y'all niggas got cups, though?
Yeah.
Are we toasting?
Yeah, we toasting.
I'm afraid.
Toasting. Why? What's going on?
No, we're toasting because...
Ben having a baby. Let's go.
Nigga, we over 1,000. Hell no. We over 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, nigga.
Yeah.
It only took 5 years. Yeah.
Finally.
It was amazing, man.
Finally.
Yeah, it only took 5 fucking years. Finally. And a lot of blood work, sacrifice, sweat, and tears.
Out
some voodoo sacrifices.
Hell yeah.
Some chickens.
Shout out to all the goats and the chickens, man.
Shout out to the 57 people that watch our episodes, man. We appreciate all 57 of you.
We really appreciate
it's
the thousands
of y'all that joined the Navy, bro. Watch your shit, man.
Yeah, nah, no cap. It's a bunch of y'all in the Navy right now. All right, some people. I'm gonna start talking to y'all directly, bro.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's hit it.
He ain't ready. He was trying to roll up.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to catch him before.
Yeah, because
I saw him.
I'm about to get comfortable.
Once he pulled out the Crown Royal bag,
I'm about to kick my feet up in a minute.
Let's do it.
I listened to this beat at all before he started.
Yeah, me too.
So it's going to be a great time.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's
nigga.
Ladies and gents.
Hey.
Niggas and niggas.
Hold up.
Welcome back to another installment of the NWO podcast.
Hold up.
Go ahead and croon.
Wait.
Make them swoon.
Hold up.
Hey.
Hold up. We some niggas with opinions. Hold up. We some niggas with opinions. Hold up. We some niggas with opinions. Hold up. Nigga with a pen, nigga. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Benny, Chrissy, and Ricky, ho. Situation sticky, ho. Don't leave without my blicky, ho. I need a bitchy, ho. A little filthy, ho. Somebody who understands me. A bitch that gets me, ho. Yeah. Somebody sympathetic. Like a ratchet bitch with their hair all synthetic. Went to Prize Picks, took my pitch, and then I bet it. Lost my shit. Yeah, I said it.
And regret it.
It's fuck Tua. It's fuck the Dolphins. It's fuck everybody who ain't Randy Mossy. These niggas dead. Put them in the coffin. Big boss nigga. Yeah, I'm Rick Ross, and we the best pie. I don't lie, man, I swear to God. You Superman, I'm General Zod. Hey. Yeah, boy, I swear to God. Hey. Benny pull up, Chris on rolling duty. Take your bitch and then I smack her in the booty. Judge, jury, executioner, Judge Judy. Smoke that weed and then I get a little moody. Huxtable, no Rudy. Eating, I'm a foodie. All right, that's what I'm done. Right there.
Yeah. Bars, nigga.
Bars, nigga.
Name another podcast, nigga.
Huxtable, no Rudy's my favorite.
Wow.
Bro, masterful job. Masterful job, dog.
That beat was special.
And I completely forgot about it.
I'm afraid to dive into the second cup, but
I'm about to dive in.
Pause. But ladies and gents, this is the NWO podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesy. Take a shot at me, and I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery. Plus, Ricky the Prince,
Guaguan,
and the vegan trap lord himself.
Gang.
Y'all niggas all right? Y'all niggas pulling up?
I pour too much.
Yeah, well, nigga. Shit.
Get some of that, bro.
Yeah, man. Hold on, nigga.
How we doing, guys? How we feel? Everybody good?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we feeling good.
Feeling good.
Benny, let's go a little old school this week. What was the last time you performed a selfless act?
Selfless act.
Mm-hmm. Something you did for the greater good that wasn't for your greater good.
Man. I mean, the only thing that I could come up with is something that I actually should work on and like do less of. Like, I put a lot of people's feelings ahead of mine.
Mm.
And I do that because I may recognize that, I don't know, niggas, motherfuckers might just need some breathing room, or people might just need a little bit of advice and shit like that. But, you know, putting my feelings to the side sometimes, putting my pride to the side sometimes.
It's beautiful.
I don't like it.
Stop that shit at once.
Yeah.
Stop it at once.
Please. Yeah.
Because
it's damaged.
Let me tell you what a woman I used to deal with taught me about being a squeaky wheel. Okay? One day, I'm having a conversation with this bitch, and she says something that is completely off the wall. Like, if I was my father, I would have put hands on her. Something completely off the wall. So I say to her, you don't feel crazy saying some shit like that to me, who's bigger and stronger than you? And she says, my bad, I just be saying shit, and you'll never say nothing, so I just figure you ain't got no fucking feelings. And I was like, bitch, are you? So all of this time, I've been using restraint, and you took it as me being completely numb and devoid of emotion. So from now on, I had to decide, whenever I feel offended, whenever I feel slighted, whenever I feel there's playing or not, even if it's a joke, hey, bitch, that hurt my feelings, I don't like it, you should stop it. I don't give a fuck how much of a bitch it makes me feel like in the moment. I need to do it.
I was going to say, yeah. Man, you a bitch.
Right. Because I feel like a bitch saying you hurt my feelings, and it's not kind for you to say that. But the opposite is, they get crazy.
Yeah, I feel like right. I feel like you have to.
You have to say, bitch, you hurt my feelings. You have to say it.
You see, on the contrary.
That expression, I sympathize. I don't like doing it. But
on the contrary, though, mm-hmm. I feel like you're the opposite of a bitch for saying that. Nah, I feel like you're a bitch for keeping that in.
Nah, man.
If a motherfucker slights you and you just take it on shit, but that shit really damages you. No,
Ricky, it's not a motherfucker, man.
All right.
It is your one. It's the mother you
should be able to tell that person that I feel slighted.
Nobody else but the one has that power anyway.
Exactly.
Right.
She's the only one with the power to potentially hurt you.
So just take it on the chin. It's okay. Like, it's all right. Just go sulk in the bathroom.
That's what the forefathers have taught us.
So
that's the problem.
And look how they ended up.
Let me ask you. So when she make the joke, it hurts your feelings. If you go outside and somebody else make the joke, you take it on the chin, or you're going to tell them it hurts your feelings?
I feel like if something slights you, you should be able to.
Because it hurts your feelings, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just a hurt. You're a feelings hurt ass nigga.
For example.
There's nothing wrong with it.
If a stranger tells me I'm a terrible person, it doesn't affect me.
Doesn't affect me the same.
Because they don't have enough information.
Power. Yeah, they don't
or
know.
Power. Or like, I don't feel the same way about them.
Not one bit.
Like, let's say if one of you niggas said it, it's a different sentence.
It's different. Right.
You niggas know me. You niggas have seen me.
Yeah.
Which means that if you think I'm a terrible person, it may hold a little bit of validity.
Because there's implied context behind it.
You've been moving through life without the thought of, I'm confident in the things that I'm doing.
What you say means more to me than what a stranger says to me.
That's all I'm saying.
What you think about me.
It matters.
As my friend means more to me.
It matters.
Than what a stranger thinks about me.
It matters. And if you are, your significant other says something to you and you feel slighted, I think it's okay to say, you should stop. That hurt my feelings. That's it. Because I say a lot of out of bounds shit to you niggas.
Because
if you
women,
niggas ever say, but I'm going to stop.
Because women do not fuck around with those kind of boundaries. You talk crazy to them one time. I don't like it. You hurt my feelings. And made me feel like blah, 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 blah. And it's like, through all of those things, they teach you how to treat them. Yep. It's us who's someone.
It's us, fuck. It's just us, bro.
It's like, us fucking someone.
You should have fucking boundaries, period. Like, you're a grown-ass man at this big age and allowing people to just do shit to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to have boundaries, just like they have boundaries.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, this old school vibes. He took off his shirt again.
It's
pretty hot in there.
This is fucking Tequila.
10 yeah. minutes, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, like, for all of y'all newcomers, like, this is a throwback. This is throwback NWO pod culture right here.
Please forgive me for what I'm about to say.
Plus, got the chest Jerry curl out.
You see me? Some grays in this hoe.
This is pre-NWO making money.
Yeah.
Big facts. It's pre-us making money, huh?
But
Chris,
yeah.
Go ahead, Chris. What was the last selfless thing that you did?
Oh,
it was
man.
For good, but not for your good.
Expressing my opinions on this podcast.
It's definitely not for our good.
It comes with the price.
Every time we hear your opinions,
we're
set back a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not doing it for myself, I tell you that.
You're not doing it for us either. It sucks.
Got to be for somebody.
I hope it stops.
I will say this, though. Ever since I heard that I just can't fly to Antarctica whenever I want to, it's not been, it's been, it's been troubling me. It has. It has. It's been troubling me. Like, why? What are they hiding over there?
Okay. No. He said some things that's made me ponder.
He said you just have to ask one question that makes sense to
you.
Because it can't be that much colder than the North Pole. They're both poles.
No. He's right. Why should I trust a nigga in the cockpit? It's called a cockpit. Why should I trust him? I have not forgotten that line, and I never will.
I'm going to give credit where it's due. The fact that they won't let us just see the end of the earth.
That's true, man.
Or the circle begins.
What's happening over there?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
What's going on?
I'll take it one further. You know what troubles me a lot?
Wagwan, what?
Is a lot of those states that we hear about but never think about. Like, for all we know, Vermont's a place. For all we know, Wyoming could be a scam. Wyoming could just be a state where they do experiments because we're never going to go.
Ain't no way.
Nope.
I don't know nobody from there. I don't know what it looks like.
I don't know nobody proud from being from there.
Like, I've never seen anybody even post on social media with the geotag Wyoming. Yeah, never even seen it.
It could just be a figment of our imagination.
What do you know about Idaho?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
And football.
That's it.
And football.
They tell you that.
Touche.
You don't know you don't even know if that's where the potatoes are coming from, bro.
Like, I know Oklahoma's real because I went to Oklahoma and I saw it. It's fucking nothing.
I can see that.
Nothing but ex-military
niggas. They overpopulated.
Which is crazy. There's so much nothing on the West Coast.
But we're overpopulated. They're trying to depopulate us.
Dry heat.
Shit's crazy.
Man. Oh, you know what? While we're here, I was going to say we, but I think they, America, is going to war.
You think? We already at war.
We've been at war for a long time.
All the conspiracy niggas that I'm following are saying, no, okay. When I say we're at war, I mean that for the first time in a minute, they may bring the ruckus to American soil.
Yeah, why not?
Because nobody dared ever in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
That's because.
I think it got brought to American soil a long time ago.
Niggas ain't brought shit to us since 9/11.
But that's because the threat of nuclear war.
The whole world shut down because of coronavirus. Nigga, that's war. We've been at war.
So you subscribe to the thought that was
warfare. That's warfare.
Biological
war. I don't think we're gonna see anymore with battleships and shit like that anymore. It's gonna be different now.
Yeah,
your currency is gonna be affected. Your freedoms are gonna be affected. Warfare. Yeah. Cyber war attacks. It's gonna be a different kind of warfare. That's what I think. We've been at war. You're just thinking of war like soldiers on the field. No, nigga. We've been at war.
You wasn't here for that. We have more efficient ways to hurt you. We talked about this when Hassan was.
And we lost the war. We're sending billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars overseas every day.
They killing us with TikTok. We not.
They won.
They ain't got to send soldiers.
They won.
They got us on TikTok.
They won.
Has anybody been looking at
But how? What have you done? What was the selfless act that you've done?
Smooth. You are.
Let's talk about it.
So I use an app called Poplin for my laundry. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You put the laundry outside, they bring it back to you in 24 hours, folded, washed.
Hey, man.
Okay?
Stop.
Listen.
I'm not.
No, you have to.
They're going to make us so fat and lazy. You don't have to buy liquor. You don't have to go get liquor no more. You don't got to get food anymore.
Why?
You don't got to go drive your own cars anymore.
Why are you?
You don't have to do your own laundry.
Who is doing your laundry?
You want me to let niggas with wives tell me not to take care of myself? Huh?
Oh, no,
because I don't think anybody here is doing their own laundry. Are they?
That's not you taking care of yourself.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's me finding a woman like you found a woman.
No, bro. You don't even know if it's a woman.
It is.
That's who came and got it.
I see her. Pick it up and go.
You don't see her wash it, though.
I prefer not to.
Thank you for calling Vegan Trap House.
Nah, it wasn't that.
That woman brought back the wrong laundry. I called her.
You see?
She brought back the right
laundry. Is it expensive service?
It's $1 a pound. So,
hey, I have a washer and dryer in my house. I just wanted to try it out.
I'm doing it. I do maybe like 25 pounds a week. Pay the dub. The fact that it comes back folded, I just slip it in the drawers, is the best use of time ever.
That's cheating the system, man.
It is, bro. I'm telling you.
So
nigga, five apps make a wife. The game has changed. Okay, one can feed me, clean my house, wash my clothes, and fuck me in four apps.
That's crazy.
In four apps.
You see why?
I'm cheating the system here.
I want y'all to understand who I pod with, man.
All right.
This nigga is Cypher.
You don't need a wife, you need four apps.
This nigga is Cypher from the 20 Matrix.
20 bucks doesn't
man.
Sound bad.
Hey, man. And this thing.
It's cheaper than a wife, though.
Never.
This nigga has bought in completely to the Matrix.
Never let your fucking, your hamper get more than one basket full, and it's going to stay at 20-something bucks. Well, I'm talking about washing my big-ass sheets. Come on. It's beautiful.
You're cheating, man.
It's beautiful. You think I have time to be doing fucking laundry and waiting for shit to dry? And folding? Me?
No, you're supposed to date somebody, court them, get to know them, marry them, and then you get your laundry.
The hard way? I'm sorry, my friend.
That's fuckery.
It's a brand new day.
That's fuckery.
Five apps.
That's fuckery.
But versus what you're saying right now, that sounds like a lot of work just for
laundry. Just for laundry.
He's just looking for one task.
Laundry, bro.
That's cheating, bro. It's cheating the system.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going back. I don't know if I'm going back, bro.
It's insane to trust a stranger with your laundry, but hey.
They come and they pick it up from you?
You put it in a bag. You leave it by your door. They pick it up. They send you a notification when they pick it up. They send you a notification when they wash it, fold it, dry it.
Same day delivery?
They weigh it. You can pay extra for same day, but it's never that much of an emergency for me. I get next day.
You never on your last pair of drawers.
I don't let it get that bad. I never let the one hamper fill up. So I can keep it at 20-something bucks.
So question. Do you have to sometimes give them special instructions for the stuff that you
I
wash
don't or? Have special instruction stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm giving them sweatpants, shirts, sheets, pillowcases, baby clothes, and just bring it back. Like if I was gonna give them a suit. Or like some suede
you
shit.
You think that's a dry cleaner, man.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody soak your clothes in ecstasy or something?
I mean, but, okay. That and a dry cleaner. What's the huge difference?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. What's
you're
the difference between
a dry cleaner?
No, you're dropping it off and you leave. You come back.
They could be doing a voodoo ceremony in your clothes.
I was just going to say,
but
what's the difference?
It's an establishment.
Ah, okay. That makes a difference.
Oh, because there's a building.
It's people.
But you also have to think about this is a building. This is a building owner. Yeah. You just can't take his word for it. Yeah. This is a nigga who owns a storefront.
He's brick and mortar.
You know, he's a brick and mortar. He don't fuck with mom and pop shit. Yeah. This nigga's a
what
corporation.
What are you talking about, nigga? I am a mom and pop.
You don't fuck with mom and pop shit.
You're
it's a corporation
and grandpa,
ass nigga. Huh? This nigga's a third generation store owner. You can't fuck with this nigga,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, nigga. You know what I'm saying, man?
No, bro. My point is,
Richie,
you talk about.
fucking talk to my nigga. Talk to my man about how he do his fucking clothes, nigga. Your fucking judgment, nigga.
I got it.
Matter of fact, nigga, let me get two beef patties, a Diet Coke.
Well, he would never have Diet Coke.
Fucking judging this man, dog.
First of all, Diet Coke.
Nah, I would never man, Diet Coke. That's disgusting.
Diet Coke has aspartame in it.
Before you use
Diet
the
Coke,
app, if you're
going to
use it,
it's
fuck with me so I can get,
your brain.
So I can get a discount code, man. Come on. Huh? If they're going to use it.
Why did any one of us think of this app?
Yeah.
It's like these apps come out and be like, yo, why didn't I think of that?
The moment they legalize prostitution, I'm doing one for pussy. It's going to be the Uber of pussy.
You know how much money? You know how much money that would generate? Because pussy is the most valuable thing on earth.
It's hotcakes.
It's literally hotcakes. That's
your prices going to go up over
the
weekend.
I don't like where it is.
Sorry, bro.
So just put hotcakes as a title.
Hotcakes. Sorry about that.
Your price is going to go up over the weekend on like holidays and stuff like that. You have a price surge.
Just like Uber, the price surge. You got to, baby.
Hotcake coochie.
But
you guys are not going to approve that title.
To get more serious, do niggas have thoughts about the Israel-Palestine quote-unquote conflict?
Oh, man, who wants to get canceled first?
If you work for Jews, please feel free to stay silent if you want to. If you work for Jews.
Hey, who wants to get canceled first? Huh?
You know I do.
So if you want to, you can chill.
You want to lose your livelihood, have an opinion on this matter. I think that's the most alarming thing about the whole thing.
I do want to say this, though, because they're trying to conflate being Jewish with Israel. And it's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
And it's like, I think that's important to state that you cannot fuck with Israel and what they're doing and have no opinions on Jewish folks whatsoever.
Yeah, they're trying to make it synonymous with one.
There are Jewish people in Israel.
Facts.
But what Israel is doing isn't reflective of all Jewish people. So you can say, fuck Israel, and not be quote-unquote anti-Semitic.
That I've seen. Because I actually saw a video where a Jewish person was on the street corner protesting, saying that they're not adhering to our religion.
To Torah law.
They're not adhering to our law.
I believe
what's happening right now.
I believe that.
I don't know. So
Israeli extremists that are the problem, no?
Nigga, not really. It's the government, for real. And you know what, like, I think...
Isn't it that Israelis are, like, taking over the Palestinians?
So that's the thing, because they have been saying, as long as I've been hearing about this, that it's just too complicated to understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
But when you look at it, it's very simple. Essentially, Palestine was Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
After the Holocaust, America needed to send the Jews somewhere. The UK and America. And they have this area in the Middle East where everybody wanted to have a base in the Middle East. So they created a home for these people right in the middle of Palestine where they were already people. Because one, I need somewhere to put these white folks. And two, I need a base in the Middle East where I can just get to really, really quickly. So some shit's going down. There's a base already in Israel from us. Mm. So now they feel like they have the right to be there because of what they call, I forget the word. But
sovereign?
Sovereign. So they believe that's their land that was promised to them by the Lord. And Palestinians are like, bro, we live here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like,
this is our home.
It would be like Native Americans come back here like, yo, bro, this is our ancestral land.
Yeah.
And we belong here. This would be like us going to Africa telling Nigerians, yo, this is our ancestral land.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know you built you a Kmart over here, cuz, but...
But if you look at my blood...
Yeah. You kind of own my shit, right?
But also, here's the thing, like this ancestral land shit that they believe in comes from the Torah. So it's like, if I don't believe in your religion...
I don't believe what you're saying.
I don't believe what you're saying. Yeah. I don't believe in this shit.
Yeah.
But they're backed by America, paid for by America. So what they say, go. Yeah. Propped up by UK and all these other fucking white power structures.
They trying to force Palestinians to join with the Russians and Chinese. Bro.
And trust and believe, man, this conflict has been going on forever.
Yeah,
this
conflict just started
in that region forever.
Yeah, it's not just since we started hearing about it.
Not at all.
You know, recently the exchange of information has been different. Like TikTok and other social media platforms are helping us share information faster than they can share bullshit.
But also because because of Hamas, it's kicked up another notch in terms of garnering like national attention. But I'm getting to understand like it's the way the Israelis are going about handling the Hamas situation in terms of like, it'd be like if you had roaches in your wall. I'm not comparing anybody to roaches, but if you had like something in your wall you was trying to get rid of, and you decide, all right, in order to get there, I'm going to destroy the whole wall. I don't know why I did that.
Did you guys see what he just did?
I don't know why I did that.
No, what did he do? He cleared his throat in the microphone.
It was like, that's an odd decision to make.
And when you looked at me, I knew. Like, I don't know why I did that.
What the fuck?
Like a child.
We got to clip that.
Like a child. I don't know why I did that. I really don't. I don't know why I just did that.
Oh, shit.
That was like a brain fart. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I just did that.
Anyway, like I said, it you're destroying the whole wall just to get to whatever you're trying to get to behind the wall. Like, so that's basically what they're doing in the Gaza Strip. They're destroying the entire Gaza Strip just to attack who they're calling the Palestinian extremists, Hamas.
Here's what's crazy. Because I understand white supremacy, like, I don't see any reason for the people of Israel to remove their foot from these people's necks. Like, they're never
going to
stop.
They're not going to.
Means that the only option that Palestinians have is violence, nigga.
To fight back.
Crazy, because they're not going to give you shit.
But that's how these, that's how these organizations come up in situations like that where they backed into a corner and it's a group of people that say, hey, look, man, we're not taking this out. We're not going out like
because
this.
Because realistically, what do the people of Palestine have to lose? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, if they don't fight, they lose.
They're still in their land, stealing your food, bombing your city. If you want to be violent, like, what do you have to lose? Die now or die later? Get the fuck out of here. Let's do it.
Yeah, so the Palestinians are going to fight back. That's their only option, bro. Like,
at this point, is that or die?
You got to fight. Yeah. Well,
I think it's sad all the way around, man.
Those visuals that are coming out, man, it's fucked
it's
up
insane,
over there,
bro. Dead babies and children everywhere. No,
Jesus. Innocent people, bro. Like, just Jesus Christ, man.
I ain't gonna lie, man. It's tough to watch.
I can't watch them. I can't watch the clips, bro. Like it's really
I don't
sad.
Really consume a lot of like
I can't, bro. I can't
type of news.
I've been asking my friends to like if I'm in a group chat, like yo, please don't share that shit because like I can't take it. Like I can't
fuck
see it,
bro. I
still want to see it, bro.
I don't like that stance. I'm not gonna lie to you. The ability to say I don't want to see that shit.
I don't want to, bro.
It's crazy privilege, bro.
It is. It is.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you.
Like, it is. Bro, no, it's definitely a privilege.
At any day, at any moment. They can bring this shit to your front door.
Doorstep. I understand.
So it's like, we need to be painfully aware of this shit. We can't live in a bubble. We can't live in a fucking augmented version of the world.
I don't feel like it's like me trying to put myself in a bubble. It's just like, I feel like I'm in a space right now, bro, where I'm just like so much fucked up shit is happening.
Yeah. You're probably triggered.
If I can just avoid seeing that with all the fucked up shit I already got going on. It's not that I'm trying to say I don't want to know what's going on. I know what's going on over there. It's just I'd rather not see dead fucking babies, bro.
It might tip the scales for you.
You know what I'm saying? Like I just don't want to see fucking dead babies,
just
bro.
Just imagine the day where, like, nigga, you gotta go to work, right? But there's a shootout happening on fucking Flamingo, nigga.
Because, bro, like, life is good. You understand? Like, with all things considered, when I see those folks,
that's so beyond
I remember,
niggas.
Come
thoughts,
on, man.
Bro.
Like, as somebody born in America, I can't fathom war at my doorstep.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
I can't fathom.
You can't even.
Like, your neighbor's house, your house, everybody's house in the neighborhood blown to shit.
Like,
mind
you,
niggas is using your fucking living room for cover, shooting
war
out your living room.
Their doorstep was reality.
Yeah.
Like the American Army at my parents' doorstep when they were kids was a reality. That's not some shit we have to face.
Yeah.
So it's unfathomable. But it's a very real thing, especially
hell
nowadays.
Yeah.
And we need to be aware. We should be on edge. We should be nervous. We should be a little scared.
And
all those things are the right way to feel right now.
And but the best way equipped you can. Get your guns, man.
Do you think that like the fact that we have that, like, now it's like more of a reality for us now, do you think that that's what's shaping everyone's like point of view in terms of, because
I think so,
I think we've said it on this podcast where like now it's like things getting darker now.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything, like media's darker, the content that we consuming online,
mm-hmm.
music is darker. Everything is,
you know what it
taking
is?
Like that dark tone now.
I heard somebody, I don't know who said this, but somebody said once that you can't be like, you can't be smart and happy. You know what I mean? Mm. Like the more you learn about this world,
nah.
The more you learn about
too
how
long?
Things are going.
Pause.
Probably too long. Pause.
You
smart and happy.
Can't be smart and happy?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's all right. The more you learn, the more you're aware of, and like once you really know what's going on? You can't unknow that shit. You can't live.
Welcome to
in
my
the bliss
life,
you used
dog.
To live in.
I've been telling niggas this type of
same,
shit for fucking decades,
in that
kid.
Same shit. Like once you learn right. that shit, how the world you can't go back.
Once
that,
you learn that the world flat, me, bro. You just
you can't go back.
Which one?
You can't be
what
smart and happy.
Said. You can't be smart.
Like once
you
learn some things that's about how this shit works,
bro.
What's going? You can't. Go
I've been
back.
Telling niggas
prime
this shit for years.
Prime example. Look at some of the artists, when they learn information, what happens to them?
Never the same.
They're like, never bro, the same never the because same. They're seeing something, hearing something, and they're being educated on certain things, and they never seem happy. They seem disgruntled.
Like,
they seem,
I
you know what I'm like,
that the game is a little twisted because people who can't wait to get there and be like,
it's not what it's cracked
it's
up to be.
Thought. It's not what
it
I
ain't
thought.
What it's cracked
that's
up to
like
be.
Nigga
they
did
know some
strange,
shit. Bro, look at the NBA
strange,
podcast. So. If you listen to the NBA podcast, how these dudes talk after retirement. Like, yo, you work all your life. You work so hard to get there, man. That shit is fucked up. It's bullshit. It's politics. Like, they hate it. You listen to these ex-rappers. They hate it. Joe Budden hates it, bro.
What's the name? Andre Iguodala basically said, without blatantly saying it, that the NBA is rigged.
And what's his name, too? The dude from the Lakers. He played for the Lakers. Nick Young.
Yeah,
he was saying like, yo, this shit is fucked up, bro.
He's
like it's
seven,
fucked
you
up.
Gotta, you got to win by 20
to win
by one.
Yeah,
because he's like, you have to beat him when because you have to beat the refs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to beat the bullshit.
Yeah,
so you got to really, really smack a nigga up.
That's
so,
a basketball.
So you
got to
also, but you got to also remember too, because of the fact that they're talking like this, the NBA has a vested interest. Had a vested interest is the fact that, you know, TikTok and all these social media platforms like kind of
bypass that shit on shutting these niggas up. These niggas was doing podcasts and radio shows forever. It was just, you know, being killed by the NBA. But now
social media is strong.
Social media is so strong. Like, you couldn't hear that. You would just look at a nigga like for instance, Joe Budden. He'll go on his podcast and say how much he's like, yo, people villainize me for saying what I said, da-da-da. And they'll say, you're only talking like that because you didn't make it. Bro, y'all don't understand why I didn't make it. And the powers that be that fought me from getting there because I say the shit that I say. But at the same time, now he can't be stopped. Like, a rapper can't be, because their voice, you know what I'm saying? Like, the podcast, it can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
speaking.
No, I'm looking at this thing, bro. Because he looked over at the computer screen and looked at the running time.
I know.
Because
I remember he said he had a time.
We haven't talked about anything yet, and the show is almost over.
No, we talked about the Palestine shit.
Shit, Ricky. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. Yeah. I'm so sorry. But speaking of shit, Dwight Howard.
Oh man!
Recently, has
he loves taking it up the shit maker.
He loves some doo doo, man. He loves the doo doo hole.
He loves a poop maker.
Apparently, he invited a young man to his crib to post up. You know what I mean?
Hey.
To make some Orlando Magic.
To give him the D. All
right, man, I'm done. I was going to say something about
he's an L.A. leaker.
To stick and roll, if you will. You know? He wanted to get a man a full court press.
He wanted a slam dunk.
He wanted to lay up with that man. You know what I mean? He went to alley-oop in the butt.
Alley-oop, man. Damn.
And swish.
He tried to throw an alley-oop. It didn't work.
Swish.
When the young man got there, there was another man in a dress.
Yeah.
And dude was like, ho, ho, ho. I signed up for one meet, but two is crazy. Dwight said, it's too late, brother.
Too late. You're here.
Okay?
You're here, man.
You going to suck it or not?
Yeah. No, that's the only, no, he said, he didn't say you're going to suck it or not. He's going to say, you're going to suck it.
You're going to suck it.
No, he didn't say you're going to suck it or not. He said, you're going to suck it.
So, male rape is never funny.
You're going to suck it, and I'm going to fuck it. That's what he said.
But Dwight took this man.
He took
him. And this nigga in the dress had their way with this man.
I think the guy in the dress there was Sprinkles, dog. It was something crazy.
And then Dwight Howard.
You know something crazy.
Went on live. And deliver the famous gay line, what I do in my bedroom is my business,
bro.
Hey, man.
That's classic gay.
I think
that's classic Luther Vandross shit, bro.
I think I utter the same sentiments as Mace. What you do in your bedroom is our business, my man. You're a public figure. I'm sorry that you chose that life. If you wanted to be a regular nigga, you shouldn't have worked on your damn athleticism so much.
What's crazy is his baby mama has been telling us since for basketball years. Wives. Since
years.
Basketball
for
wives.
For years she's been screaming this. Her name is Royce. She's been saying it for years.
We called her crazy. We called her bitter.
Because
he had a gag order on her.
He gave her a gag order.
Yeah.
He gave her a what?
A gag order.
Well, I doubt it.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't understand about gay niggas.
I don't think so.
If you like boys, how do you get your dick up enough to make kids? What are they doing?
Because they can fuck both.
Just a freak. He ain't gay. He not straight. He's just a freak, man. He's just a freaky ass, 7-foot ass, 250-pound nigga. Freaky as hell.
All I'm saying is, pause. That's a big gay cock.
Take it easy.
It is, man. That's crazy. You too big for that, man.
7 feet tall is kind of, I ain't gonna
and
lie, bro.
I can't.
You might be the biggest gay nigga alive. I ain't gonna lie.
You're an all star center. You wanna fuck. I'm not gonna lie. Guys, bro.
Is there a bigger like gay nigga than Dwight Howard?
Gay should have a height limit.
You feel like you shouldn't be taller than 6'2.
Hey, is there a taller gay nigga than Dwight Howard?
I hope
no.
Not. That's too big.
That's the biggest gay nigga. That's awesome. The biggest gayest nigga in the world.
In
bro.
The world, yes. I feel like gay this shouldn't be bigger than 6'2", bro.
Dog, can you
only be the max?
I never thought that. I never thought a gay nigga would win a slam dunk contest, bro.
Come on,
bro.
Hey, man.
But bro, you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the day where Dwight Howard was an all star in this league.
He was,
but not while he was gay. What I would love is a gay all star in his prime,
bro.
Just slam dunk.
No, that's not true.
Can't do shit about
his baby mama said he's been gay for years.
Of course he's been gay for years, but he wasn't out.
Okay. You mean like outwardly gay? Like,
like a nigga matching up against you, you know he gay.
It's always the gay story nigga. It's always the story niggas that are gay.
Niggas in the NBA knew the whole time, bro.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
He was definitely at Club Pulse in Orlando. No doubt about it.
For sure.
When niggas was leaving after the games to Orlando, when niggas was leaving that's crazy. That is crazy, okay?
He hosts the parties there.
All right, man. You know, all they do is miss.
Thank God Ben's not paying attention, because he would have pulled the plug on this a long time ago.
Go to the chat.
Documenting everything. I've been
documenting everything.
Time stamping
all this.
Documenting everything. Speaking of wild,
Ben, know y'all
going
to backtrack on all this shit tomorrow.
Joe Smith.
Oh my God! Yes, let's do it.
I'm trying to rapid fire these shits.
Yeah, no, we have to address it.
Come on, man,
bro.
What
this
you
lady
thinking,
is
bro?
On porn. He knew what he was getting himself into.
You could Google your wife, huh?
I have a big problem with niggas marrying whores and trying to change them. You have to let whores. Like, I hate when niggas marry my whores and then want them to stop being whores. Like, hey, buddy, you have to know.
Song
you
of the week: "Hoes" by Lil Chris.
You married a whore.
He literally outlines it.
If you marry a whore, you have to love her for who she is. You have to let that whore free. They're better when they can gallop in the wild.
Yes.
You can't lock a whore down.
Because you think she got good pussy. You try to lock it up. You like the way she do that little thing with her tongue. You want to lock it up.
Nah.
Bro, everybody like that thing she do with her tongue, nigga.
We all do. Matter of fact,
I
can see that thing she do with her tongue any day of the week if I want to.
Taking whores out the game should be a sin.
Sin. It is a sin. It is a sin.
I don't feel bad for you, brother. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Mm.
Look at the way she was talking to the guy.
That's why it's a sin. Because when
it's crazy,
when you receive the brunt of the punishment.
Chinese niggas got going on over there.
No, boy. They
try to catch them pigeons.
Y'all about to say.
As a nigga with money, you have infinite options.
Just going crazy over there.
Come on.
Goddamn. Sit. Ruff. Sit.
Hey.
Down, boy.
That's funny. That's funny.
How you say sit?
I'll show you out here.
Hey, boy.
Wait, is
he's a piece of shit.
When we get some Asian listeners, bro, they are going to
all
fuck
you
me up.
All of you are pieces of shit.
Hey, our Asian listeners gonna kill you, man.
Fry them next.
All three of them.
Yeah, just give me a shrimp fried chicken, man. Shrimp fried rice.
Speaking of shrimp fried rice.
Some lo mein.
Fucking.
Wait, hold on. One second. I just want to point out that I took the liberty of researching Joe Smith's wife. She was in a film that was titled "Screwing the Right Thing."
Come on,
instead of doing the right thing,
screw the right thing.
Come on, man. That might be the title, bro.
Screw the right thing.
Screw the right thing, man.
Hey, I like it though. I like
screw
it.
Yo, man, right put thing, that down. Screw the right.
Screw the right thing is the title. Right. I like
good
that.
Research, man.
That's crazy porn to be in.
Anybody bro. Catch wind of Keith Lee in Atlanta?
Yeah, I did.
They're villainizing this guy, and I don't understand why.
Shout out
why.
To my cousin Keith Lee, man.
What? Why is he such a bad guy?
Like Evil Chris.
That's all he is. Bro, but what's so bad about what he's doing?
Man, he's a nice kid
for a minute, bro. The nigga genuinely is positive.
As fuck.
Genuinely is kind.
Even when he don't like a place. But like, they didn't want to serve the nigga, bro.
The nigga don't give bad reviews. They be unfavorable. That's the kind of guy he is.
But even if he comes to the restaurant and he eats your food, he not go, "Oh, this is garbage. I hated it." He would give his honest review on it. They
He's
didn't even want to give him food to try.
Atlanta dining is difficult.
Yep.
But also
niggas are difficult.
That's the problem, right? Is that like when I hear that a restaurant won't do to go orders, I hear that enough niggas have called and bucked on the order.
Bruh,
that's what I hear.
That's me. That's like, me.
That's
call
Candy's
the phone
restaurant.
Right now.
That was Candy's
call
restaurant.
Call the shop phone right now and try to put in an order.
You don't do it.
I'm gonna listen to everything you have to say. You want this with that? All right, cool. Bet. I'm gonna share that for you when you get here, boss. Talk to you later.
Because it's like, as a restaurant owner, I can sympathize with niggas call, put the order in, never come, and now you out $30.
Not because for you, it's as simple as, oh man, you know what? I feel like I want some shrimp right now. Let me call these and tell them to get some shrimp ready for me right now real quick. Hey, bro, let me get that shrimp. All right, bet. 10 minutes later, damn. I ain't going to make it over there. I got to get some shrimp from somewhere else.
That's it.
Now I done prepped this shrimp and got the shrimp sitting here waiting on you. Nigga, you know how much this motherfucking shrimp costs?
Right, right. And it's like...
And we in a time where it's like everything is inflated. So not only was the shrimp expensive, but it was extra expensive because of the time we in. And you chose now.
And I sympathize with that.
And the manpower takes stuff.
I sympathize with that. That's why anytime somebody call in an order with me, bro, I got it. I hear you loud and clear.
But let me see you, though.
Yeah. Come with the money, man.
Yeah.
Because I hear you. When I see you, I got you, bro.
That's it.
But outside of that, like, what do you really call it? Like, bro, what are you calling to tell me about? I'm going to have it when you get here.
Yeah.
What are you calling to tell me? If I tell you, yeah, everything ready, come get your food, bro.
But losing money sucks. It fucking sucks.
Because you know why? You'll never call back and be like, hey, my bad, dog.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
They'll never call back and be like, hey, my fault, man. You know, I ain't mean to call in that order. I'm going to send the bread, though, because I know you already made it. Niggas will never do that.
It never happens. Mm-hmm. That never happens.
Thankfully, for me, though, I got customers that do that. My customers respect me.
That's love.
They'll be like, hey, bro, I ain't making it, but I'm going to send you the bread because I know you made that shit.
And that's important. That's important.
If you stop doing that shit, bro, I swear to God.
Here's the thing. Like,
I stopped answering the phone.
Atlanta is a city full of niggas, and despite what everybody says, we know how niggas can get sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like... If you own a restaurant that service niggas, unfortunately,
primarily,
you may have to have some rules.
Primarily.
That are outside of the box. And it's like, nobody was having that talk. Right? Is that like, why won't these folks do to-go orders? What started that? Why won't they do that?
Nah, because it's convenient to bash and carry on with the negativity. Because a lot of times what happened is, and no disrespect to Keith Lee, but a lot of times what happens, like, if he goes somewhere and he don't like it, he's developed such a following online that people will just in turn say, oh, this place is bad because Keith Lee didn't like it. They have never been there themselves. They never had no experience with the people in there, but they're just going to automatically give it a bad rating because Keith Lee didn't like it.
But also, as a customer, not doing to-go is hella inconvenient.
Mm.
Hella convenient.
Nigga, I'm cooking your food. I'm actually the convenient thing for you.
No, but nigga, it can get more convenient than that.
That's your fucking problem. You want to put your fucking dirty clothes outside and let a stranger wash them.
That's
nigga.
What I want, nigga.
That's convenient. That's too convenient.
I
want
to walk in, get my food.
That's too
walk
convenient.
The fuck out. And upon entry, I want you to hand me the plate. I want to know that it's been waiting for me here. That's what I want.
That's
I want the
too
utmost
convenience, bro. No,
the utmost
life
convenience.
Don't work that way.
It does,
but that's
it
what
doesn't.
You pay for. That's what you pay for. You pay for
it. No, you don't.
It's like when I order Papa John's, I'm not ordering because I like the more so. It's not because it's the greatest pizza in the world.
You order it so you don't have to make your own pizza.
And it's the convenience of you bringing it to
the
me.
The best thing about a hot and ready pizza
that's why they have a delivery
is that it's ready.
Fee.
It's ready. It's like Little Caesars. It's
that's
hot and ready.
Part of hot and ready.
That's why they have a delivery fee. Because you got to, the pizza you paying for is so you don't have to make
what about my
pizza?
$5 hot and ready that I go pick up? It's hot and ready.
You
it's
went
ready.
To go pick it up.
Ready. That's convenient.
I already made it.
It's convenient.
I don't give a fuck about none of y'all flossing and flexing ass niggas. I still get me a hot and ready pizza today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm lactose, sure. Man. I can't, but I miss it.
$5.35, man.
Fuck it. $5.35.
I'm not going to lie. It's not worth it.
You talking to a former marketing agent for...
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I was a marketing representative for the illustrious Little Caesars, bro. Wow, I love that Little Italy pizza.
There's a video of me and Amos outside of Little Caesars Pizza.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Spring break?
Yep.
Yeah.
Back when you was driving the Isuzu Rodeo.
That was a Pathfinder, bro.
Pathfinder.
I feel you, though.
And he found his path.
That should have been the way we was in that motherfucker, it should have been a rodeo.
Yeah.
I hate to do this, but while we're here, shouts out to Mr. Beats. This nigga built.
Who's that?
Mr. Beast. Sorry.
No, but who's the?
Okay, he's a white YouTuber with a shit ton of money because of subscribers. This nigga went to Africa and built 100 water wells.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Mind you, governments in Africa can't accomplish it.
Yeah.
He just went in with his money and his privilege and just did it. whole time Kaisa not in jail. So you know. Yeah. Salute to him.
Shout out to Kaisa.
Wow. He's streaming for me.
I know, but why are we shouting that out?
Because that's what the kids do. That's what kids watching right now.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing to say about that.
He got how many millions of streams on that motherfucker, bro?
A lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. Nothing like seeing a nigga in jail.
Megan Thee Stallion.
It's crazy.
Accused Partisan Fontaine of getting sucked up in her bed.
But did you see
the sucker? See the one who was sucked?
Did you see the sucker?
Did you see who was sucked?
Did you see the sucker?
Hey, let me tell you how delusional women are.
I don't care about the sucker.
I can't believe you cheated on her. Did you see the? Come on.
Did you see the sucker?
They know. They see that shit.
They're delusional.
They don't believe that shit. They saying it to keep up public face. Behind closed doors, they know.
The kingdom.
We're also now holding into account. Did you see the sucker? And
cheeks.
Have you experienced the sucking?
No, oh my God.
It's probably fire.
It's a bro, burn and a boy them pass
good
through.
Dick suck, honestly, bro, can change and destroy homes.
She's an international dick sucker, bro.
I'm a pretty understanding man, but having to watch you testify about fucking and sucking on this man and then getting shot,
my empathy goes away I'd run out. Bro, how many bodies came to light on the stand? The niggas that you told me not to worry about when I asked, the niggas you told me, hey, we just did the song together, those niggas?
Fucking on the baby. Come on, bro.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
You fucked the baby.
I'm taller than both those guys. What are we doing here?
Bruh, I tower over these niggas.
Okay, so because she likes to fuck, we can't feel bad for her?
She likes to fuck short niggas, man.
If I'm her boyfriend, I have very little sympathy for you having a little short man fetish. Very little sympathy.
Okay.
Okay?
The absolute littlest sympathy, bro. You cheated on me, and you want me to feel bad?
How do we know she cheated on him?
That's true.
That's when the stuff came out.
Does that mean it's true?
It was in court.
No, he was there during the test. I'm during, like, you know, the trial. Yeah. So I'm sure he had to be reminded of it. I don't know how the timeline works.
We don't know if it's during his time.
Bro, when did she get with Park?
We don't know.
After Tory Lanez, right?
We don't know. Okay. We don't know.
I'm just asking.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Anybody in between?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Okay. We're not the Pussy Patrol.
You're right. We aren't the Pussy Patrol.
Especially not for Partisan.
All I'm saying is if it's true that this guy, because even what he's being accused of, we don't know if it's true.
I'm watching this girl vagina and ain't none of my business.
Ain't none of our business, bro. But even the Party Fontaine shit, even if what they're saying about him is true.
I don't care.
We don't know, and I don't care.
All I can say is that, nigga, so far.
You know, sometimes I get caught up with this podcast and shit.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I have to care.
Nah, you know, really don't.
All we know is that this man has two phenomenal bodies under his belt. That's all we know.
A lot of
is that so far. He has an impeccable picker.
Bruh.
Listen, okay? His hit list is phenomenal.
So far, he has a very impressive hit list.
He's 2 for 2 on the hit list.
So far.
No, it's more than that. It's more than him.
Yeah.
And listen.
If there's two, it's four. But.
We only know two. I only know two.
Listen, man.
Outstanding work.
I love Meg, so.
Shout out to you, bro.
And no Meg slander around me, bro. I love her.
I bet.
Sidebar regarding Meg. Where do we place her? All right, little bit of misogyny warning.
She's the best female rapper out.
Best female rapper out. Where do you place her in terms of like
twerkability?
Top 5 twerkers.
Top 10. Meg is top 3.
If we're talking about like rappers,
I got to hear who your other two is. If she top,
Miss Twerksum is up there. Miss Twerksum might be number
That's
one
like
for me.
Mickey Mouse being your favorite cartoon character.
Nah,
you grew
bro.
Up on him, bro.
Nah, it's not even that, bro. She was special.
You grew up on, but because you grew up on her, that's
she's special,
why.
Bro.
She definitely has the best ass shaking as a rapper.
Yeah,
I don't know what other female rapper.
Yeah, it's not even close.
That's Meg you talking about.
Yeah, we're talking Meg. Yeah,
yeah,
not
but he talking about sure. Miss Twerk something like, bro. We done seen a million. We done seen.
But
a
baby,
million.
That's why you feel that way because you seen her do it so much.
But this is what I'm trying to say. Like you just holding on to Miss Twerk something because that whole nostalgia.
Ice Spice got a little something over there.
Huh?
Ice Spice got a little something.
I don't know. I don't think so.
She ain't fucking with him. She ain't
all
fucking
she,
with
all
Meg.
She do is get in front of the camera.
She don't
want to
fuck with Meg.
Twerkability.
She don't want to fuck with Meg.
I'm talking about really
hey,
rocking
when the DJ,
and
when the DJ
ass.
Run that, but she don't want
to
fuck with Meg.
Ice Spice does a lot of twerking and then let me stop. She's a real let me stop ass twerker.
She'll show her cheeks. She likes to show her cheeks.
I guess that, you know, that's enough for me.
She bend over and just wave that thing side to side like.
For me, I think. Growing up, I wanted to fuck Trina more than I would want to fuck Meg because Trina had a little bit more sex appeal to me.
That's
at the
Trina
time growing
nasty.
Up. But Trina can't fucking,
nasty.
To me, twerk better than Meg.
Not at all.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen Trina twerk.
She's nasty, bro. Like, she's just nasty. But, like, so.
Y'all seen Trina twerk?
Trina pull over. It was a little something.
It was something. Meg different, bro. Meg different.
Nah, that ain't a lot,
how
bro.
You slim and still, like.
Different
packing heat,
rolling that thing.
She lost that weight and still got heat.
That video of her twerking in the club with them pink shorts on.
Bro. Oh man, classic.
Bro, I'm saying like she lost weight and still got heat. Whenever you lose weight as a woman, it's just like okay, she done lost a little bit. No, she still got it.
That ain't for everybody though.
What's crazier is that nigga fucking Houston is just full of Megs. You hear me? It's full of them.
Whenever you say that, I think about sharks.
Yeah. I still remember that video of her when she first came out rapping. Her titties was all bouncing all over the place. That's what put me on her.
The rooftop building?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
freestyle boy. Was so bad, but them titties are so good.
I thought freestyle was pretty good. Maybe the sure titties blind. Maybe, sure maybe. Shit. Sure. I would have been like, yo, sign it right now. You're a sign, baby.
On your
you're a star, baby.
On your juicy
you guys
shit.
Will hear me? She's the best I've ever heard. Like, I mean, she's a fucking
on
amazing. Start.
On your juicy shit. That's what it would
have
been.
Before we leave, we have to discuss academics.
All right.
Crying. Hey, first of all, I want to be the first to say this, that Plus was the first person to really say that Saucy Santana will whoop somebody's ass.
He's a punk from Liberty City.
Plus was the first person to say he would whoop somebody's
ass. All I'm telling
ass.
You is that his struggle is different than ours. He's been through life.
He's been fighting all his life.
And it's like,
he's ready for this.
He threatened to whoop that man and then rape him.
That's the part I wasn't
it's
expecting.
It's not his first time doing all of this shit.
Yo, he's red. And that's why academics was crying, because he realized.
Not only will he do it himself, but you have also a bunch of Liberty City cousins and homeboys.
Oh, they ready.
Who are down to do shit.
Oh, no, they ready.
Check.
They ready.
Let me
they
tell
ready.
You something.
They ready.
They on go.
They ready.
Guys, do not beef with homosexual men. You don't stand
You don't
to
win. There's
anything.
Nothing. You win nowhere.
It's an
we've said
battle.
On this podcast 20 go, times, go. Beefing with a homosexual man, there is no winning.
Make
no
peace. Game. Cop no deuces.
No, trust me no game, when I bro. Tell you, niggas is not going to clown you
You're
for cop
not going
deuces.
To win that, bro. You lose.
Whoever clowns you for cop
and
deuces
and then,
is not somebody you got to worry
then,
about.
Saucy went back on and said, yeah, go ahead, make fun of all my album sales. My last shit didn't sell well. Go ahead, make fun of my YouTube. Like, he beat him to it.
Because the issue is...
He beat him to the jokes.
The issue is
and say, yo, you still ain't coming to Miami, though.
After that shit, Ak really wanted to go online and just threaten to kill him, right? But he realized, I can't say that.
I can't.
And because I can't do that, I guess it made him emotional, is what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to
Hennessy focus. Made him emotional.
You see what Wack 100 is doing now?
Yeah, I mean, he's trash, bro.
He, Wack 100, I guess they he's did a garbage. Podcast together, and he called up one of his, he knows
man,
a gay,
one of his,
a gay dude.
Some
a gay.
Dude he and met on Clubhouse, man.
He's recruiting him.
Some dude he met on Clubhouse. Call it what it is.
Academics bad, bro.
That's really weird.
That's strange.
That's really strange.
It's very strange.
Meeting niggas on Clubhouse.
A 50-year-old
and calling
man.
Them your
why
gay
are you
goons
involved in
weird.
This, dog? Why? Like, come on, man. What are we doing, bro? Like, that shit's crazy, man. Like, why are you even involved in this bullshit, man?
It's a bit much, bro.
It's a lot,
you
man.
You need to leave punk business alone.
Stay out of it, bro.
Listen, the out-of-shape ones will whoop your ass, and and majority of them are in shape, bro. You don't want them problems anyway.
That nigga cried, and that's disgusting.
That is disgusting, bro. I thought it was fake. When I first saw the headline, I thought I had to click on it. I'm like, yo, this nigga's crying.
I still didn't watch it, because I'm...
Yo, he was crying.
Yeah, that's because he was drunk.
I don't,
give a fuck
what it,
man.
I don't care what it was for.
Eddie was crying when they approached him in the hotel.
I don't want to hear your pleas. I don't want you copping pleas for this nigga.
Huh? The Five Heartbeats. Nigga, you ain't never seen the Five Heartbeats when they approached Eddie.
How would we know that reference?
He was crying because he's an alcoholic. That's what alcoholics do. They cry a lot.
Man, I don't want to hear your pleas, man. Stop copping pleas for the nigga. The nigga was crying on that on his fucking phone,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, because he was drunk.
Nah, bro.
But you, nah, what bro, you want to tell this? You want to tell this man that he can't tell somebody that they hurt their feelings, but you copping please for the next nigga crying.
I'm not copping please for him. I Fuck still that think nigga, he a man. Bitch. I just think he was drunk.
Because yeah. I want, because I need an explanation. Why were you crying?
I just why? I don't care. You telling me? You know how much Hennessy I've drank? Yeah. It never caused me to cry.
But you're not a bitch. So at the same time, when you get drunk, you're not. You're. And they say when somebody drunk, their true self appears.
So the bitch came out.
If y'all ever seen this nigga on a like on stream, one of stream. His rants and yeah. his lie, when he get on the Hennessy for real and he got yeah. the bottle in his hand, bro, if you don't see that as effeminate behavior, how he carrying on, bro, you wearing the wrong glasses.
I mean, I can't argue with you there. You got me. You got me.
No.
Yeah, there's no argument there.
He's a bitch. I can disagree with that.
Yeah, you got me.
Fucking Nelly has been smiling for 40 days and 40 nights.
Can you blame him? Can you blame me?
And the winter is upon us. It's been the block season.
Hey, man.
Okay?
I'm so happy. Text your old. Give him a round of applause, man. Like, when spinning the block, like,
text your successfully, old hoes, bro.
Dog.
Here's what's crazy.
Wow.
I'm just happy he off the drugs because the last time we saw Nelly before this
he was on drugs?
He was looking crazy, bro. He was
But how do you know he was on drugs?
Okay. He wasn't on drugs.
I'm
he was just on stage.
I just said we got to be careful how we be saying that type of shit, man.
Bro, he was on stage tweaking. You have a platform. I don't know what you want to call it. He was on stage tweaking.
He could have been just tripping, bro.
Fucking that's why I say he was Irv tweaking. He wasn't on drugs. He was tweaking.
Hand delivered Ashanti to this nigga by being a gook.
That too, though.
Irv Gotti?
Nigga, Irv Gotti.
Oh, Irv Gotti. Irv Gotti. Yes, yes,
he went on a gook ass.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot, bro.
He went on a gook ass.
I never liked tour. That dude, bro. He's a fucking idiot. Just, chatty patty ass nigga.
He drove Ashanti right back to that man.
That was definitely a gook tour.
Chatty patty ass nigga. No one asked. No one cared. No one wants to hear. Bro, what are you talking about?
But Ricky, you know what's funny? No, he said it so many times and no one asked.
Nobody asked this nigga this, bro.
He went viral like five times.
Bro, Irv Gotti has this man to think.
Nigga's a clown, bro.
I'm sorry. No, Nelly has this man to think.
Yeah, for sure.
He definitely goofed her back into his arms.
I'm going to get my bitch back. Woo. Ben notes. 1.20, Nelly on drugs. Probably not a problem. This nigga's funny. What else do I have here? I have here Brandon Marshall, also on another fucking gook tour. 3 years later.
Hey, be careful because he listens, you know.
So what?
He be stealing a lot of.
3 years later, he lost. You know what I mean? Like, 2020?
No. What is he stealing? From our 57 listeners. What is he stealing?
What do you mean?
What is he stealing?
No.
I'm not going to let you do this, bro. What is he stealing?
Before I started giving y'all food on this podcast, name one podcast that brought vegan food out.
Oh, my God.
Name one. Just name one and I'll leave it alone right now.
All I'm saying is vegan.
I hear what you're saying. But name today, one podcast. Do what I ask.
Today, vegan is a buzzword. It's a buzzword. It's like Gaslight.
When he started his podcast, that's how he started doing his podcast, was by doing that. Not just that, but he had that as a part of it from the start. Not right now when it became a buzzword. Name one other podcast that did that, bro.
NWO podcast.
All right, thank you.
You open the door and answer him.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm not well-versed in fucking VTV. I don't know what they do over there. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sure there are other vegan podcasts
now. Yes,
vegan food.
Brandon Marshall no longer has any of the cast he began with. This point in time, the pivot is definitely the bigger, more entertaining podcast with a better guest.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Time and history has shown that he lost because I don't know if it was greed. I don't know if it was.
They're saying it was great. Bad contracts, bad deals, and stuff like that.
There were no contracts.
I prefer listening to Fred Taylor. I prefer listening to
Channing and
Ryan Clark. Me personally,
I feel like they were the Bulls. Like as a team, they make a great team. Individually, they're probably decent, but as a team, they make an immaculate team. I love like their original collective when they first dropped. That's
they used to
who
have
I
chat
was
on there
rocking
too.
With. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. When they it ruined was them, it. Yeah. I was digging
and
that
also,
collective, man.
Brandon was always my least favorite because he wasn't a great interviewer and he was kind of like self-absorbed.
Very
always
self-absorbed.
Always bringing the shit back to him. My nigga, you were a good receiver, but not better than niggas on the podcast.
And you played in Chicago. Nobody's watching like, those games.
Fam. You shouldn't be over-talking Ocho Cinco when we're discussing receiving.
At all.
Have some respect.
Please.
You shouldn't be out-talking Fred Taylor. Yeah. You talk about football. Have some fucking respect.
You played in Chicago, my dog.
And
nobody
then the Dolphins.
Cares,
and then the Broncos. Like, and then the Jets. Wherever you went, you lost.
And not even that, but you went to a bunch of teams people didn't care about. If you played for a Super Bowl team, people would care.
Well, he was nice, though.
He was. Like he was nice as fuck.
He was nice.
He was
AOC, but again, it's the equivalent to being like fucking T-Mac or somebody, bro. Like, you played, yeah, you were great, yeah, but you played for a team niggas don't care about, bro.
If T-Mac, I won't let you get the T-Mac.
No, I think T-Mac has a better career.
Okay, so who do you want?
If T-Mac is talking,
I'm thinking of Orlando Magic.
If T-Mac begins to speak, then T-Mac shuts the fuck up. Okay, if T-Mac is talking, LeBron begins to speak, T-Mac then shuts the fuck up.
But there's no LeBron on that podcast. Or Kobe.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, he was on offensively, I'm sure Ocho Cinco and Fred got his ass beat.
Those
niggas have more room to cook and talk.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You should never be over-talking those boys.
But I think that was part of the problem. I think because he said he started funding it in the beginning, I guess felt like he owned it.
But also, right?
Which I don't know how that all boils down.
Let Fred tell it. He was delaying the business.
Yeah.
Because he's doing episodes and it's growing. So now the show is outgrowing motherfuckers' initial investments, but he's not taking motherfuckers' investments because he wanted to get to a point where it's too big.
Too big, yeah.
And I also just want to say that Brandon Marshall followed me on Instagram and then 3 weeks later, I Am Athlete podcast came out. But that's like, that's small. That's peanuts, I guess, right? Go check my Instagram right now and see if the nigga don't follow me, if you think I'm lying. But he wasn't even podcasting before he followed me, bro.
So you inspired him.
We inspired him.
He made a complete career change.
Nah, he was doing when he followed me? He was opening gyms specified for athletes to train in, professional athletes to train in. And then he started doing the podcast.
I remember the
gym. The
podcast came after he followed me on IG.
Yeah, he was recording from the gym. But
I wonder why.
But
you know, while we're here, Chris, let me just hear your final thoughts.
Yes, please.
We are the originators.
Mm-hmm.
We are the tastemakers.
Talk to him.
Follow us on Instagram.
Fuck with us.
And every social media.
Bullet.
Just search NWO Podcast. Shout out to the 1,000 people that subscribed on YouTube. I appreciate every last one of you guys. I appreciate the time you took to go and subscribe. Anybody listening or watching right now, if you aren't subscribed, man, go ahead and do that. Our numbers are rising every day. So, you know, turn us up.
Richard, final thoughts?
If someone you love and care about says something to you or does something to you that you don't like, it is okay to let that person know that it is not okay.
If you're a bitch.
Set your fucking boundaries. You're not a bitch. You're a bitch if you don't say nothing. You let that person keep doing that shit to you.
He's about to choke on smoking.
Benny Boy, final thoughts.
Well, that shit about O.
I may end up sounding like a broken record each and every time, bro.
Subscribe.
Take.
Break it, man. Break the record. Fuck.
Thank y'all for subscribing to the YouTube. And continue to follow us on social media at NWO Podcast on Twitter/X, whatever you decide to call it. It's
Never
the it NWO Podcast.
I don't even call my real
NWO Podcast. What else I was gonna say?
Say your real final thoughts.
Make sure that you take breaks from social media every now and again, bro. This shit is it's toxic for you at times. Take a break. It's not a real place. Don't model your life after what you see niggas doing on Reels and TikToks and on Twitter or whatever. It's not a real place. Your life is the real place.
My final thoughts are, if you marry a whore is what she's going to remain. So if you like whores and whore activities, marry one. But if you don't like whores, I don't recommend that you indulge in horse shit. You can't change horse. And if you do, they eventually revert back to who they once were.
Does a hoe always gonna be a hoe?
Holes never close. They open like hallways. With that being said, the song of the week this week, Ben. I believe it's Ho by Ludacris.
Featuring Nate Dogg.
I used to love that song.
Me too, man.
That shit used to come on first on BET Uncut sometime when it first dropped.
Had a video?
No. Yeah. I think it's Pussy. You think about Pussy Pop?
Nah, nigga. I'm talking about Hoes had a video.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
See, I never saw the video.
It was like Ludacris was upside down rapping, and they was filming him like walk through a city, and he was like flowing past people just carrying on their everyday shit, but he was hanging upside down in front of the screen rapping.
Oh, shit. I never seen that.
Yeah, that shit used to be one of the first videos that they played on Uncut, and then they get into like the extra raunchy shit.
Yeah, Uncut was the time. Keep talking while we pass time.
You remember that BET Uncut song that the Bone Thugs and Harmony came out?
Oh, Ziploc Bag?
Bone Thugs, or was it
Busy?
Busy.
Ziploc Bag?
Ziploc Bag.
Ain't nothing like money in a Ziploc bag.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Oh, yeah. Now, this nigga knows all of Michael Jackson and Bone Thugs and Harmony songs.
You know, real music.
He's full of shit.
Mm-mm. That's the White Howard. Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast.
Hoe, nigga. I wasn't no hoe last night.
Hoe, bring your ass.